What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
All right, everyone. Social media versus real life. It's a topic we keep coming back to. We joke about it. We post memes. We roll our eyes. But when you think about it, there's a bit of truth in every joke. Social media feeds are like highlight reels of lives that look perfect. We see influencers living these dreamy lives, and it's easy to fall into that comparison trap. Ever scrolled through Instagram, seen a photo of someone in a beautiful beach house or on some lavish vacation, and thought, why isn't my life like that? It's a feeling a lot of us can relate to. The problem with that mindset, though, is it can create this pressure to keep up, to perform, to make our own lives look as perfect as possible. Sometimes it even drives people to show off a version of themselves that isn't real. One that's carefully curated to hide any flaws or struggles. And often we don't even realize that the people we're admiring are hiding those very same things behind their screens. The dark reality is that some of these influencers, the ones who seem to be living a flawless life, are dealing with issues that we'd never know from just looking at their social media. They have arguments, messy rooms, bad days, and sometimes much worse. Today's story, it's one of those. It's a story where the gap between social media and reality wasn't just a little white line. It had something deeply disturbing. Something that eventually ended in murder. Let's rewind to the early 90s, the times of Spice Girls, Friends on TV, dial-up internet, and AOL chat rooms. This was the world Christian Toby was born into on April 12, 1994 in Dallas, Texas. Toby grew up in a big, close-knit family, youngest child. From the start, everyone could see that he had something special. He was charismatic with a big, infectious smile that could brighten anyone's day. It didn't take long for him to become the kind of guy people gravitate toward, popular, funny, and always uplifting. Toby was also more than just a social butterfly. He was a dedicated student and a talented athlete. By the time he got to high school, he was a standout linebacker on the football team at Plano East Senior High School. His performance on the field won him a scholarship to Abilene Christian University, but Toby wasn't just a jock in the stereotypical sense. He had big dreams, a curious mind, and a passion for adventure. He wanted to travel the world, meet new people, and experience life to the fullest. He was also incredibly generous, always willing to go out of his way for the people he loved. In 2020, he found someone he thought he could share the adventurous spirit with, a woman who would change his life forever. Courtney Kling entered his life in the spring of 2020. She was a beautiful, blonde, and seemingly bubbly influencer. She had a strong social media presence and had made a name for herself online as a fitness model and lifestyle influencer. They met at a party. Maybe it was Austin, maybe it was Las Vegas. Depends on who you ask. Toby and Courtney were instantly drawn to each other. Now, Courtney wasn't your average Instagram influencer. By 2020, she'd made a career out of being on OnlyFans, a subscription-based platform where fans pay for exclusive content. Often the content is explicit, and for Courtney, it was, but Toby didn't mind. He supported her career, even encouraged it. Eventually, he began helping her manage her accounts, taking on a behind-the-scenes role that kept her engagement high and her business growing. The thing is, though, as the relationship developed, it became clear that there was a dark side to Courtney that wasn't visible on her polished social media feed. Courtney drank a lot, and when she did, she had a tendency to lose control. Friends noticed that her and Toby's relationship was often intense and unpredictable, with loud arguments and fights. Every time things got bad, Toby would forgive her. What made their relationship both tragic and toxic? He truly loved her, even when her behavior became destructive. In early 2022, the couple took a big step forward. They moved from Texas to Miami, where Courtney rented a luxury condo for them. It was an all-glass $10,000 a month apartment overlooking the ocean. complete with a $40,000 security deposit. For Courtney's millions of Instagram followers, this move looked like a dream come true. A beautiful home in a city full of opportunity right by the beach. Inside that condo, their relationship was unraveling in ways that no amount of editing or filters could hide. April 3rd, 2022 started out like any other day for Courtney and Toby. Around 1:15 p.m., Toby left the condo. A few hours later, he came back with lunch. But soon after, things took a dark turn. By 4:45 p.m., Courtney called 911, her voice frantic and trembling as she tried to explain what had happened. When police arrived at the scene, they found Courtney drenched in blood. Toby lay nearby, barely alive, with a single stab wound to his chest. Courtney told them it was an accident. She'd thrown a knife across the room to defend herself and had somehow struck him. She said she was afraid that Toby had gotten violent with her, and the knife was just something she threw in the heat of the moment.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
But the story didn't add up. Anyone who's tried to... Anyone who's tried to throw a knife would know that aiming it with any kind of precision is also almost impossible. And even if you could throw a knife, hitting someone with enough force to fatally wound them is nearly unheard of. Eventually, the autopsy report confirmed that the wound was inconsistent with the knife being thrown. Toby hadn't been accidentally struck, he'd been stabbed up close. Still, despite the suspicious circumstances, Courtney wasn't arrested. Police questioned her, but they released her that same night. And while Toby's family was left in shock and grief, Courtney didn't seem to be grieving in the same way. Just days after Toby's death, she was spotted at a bar in Miami with her father drinking and laughing. To anyone who knew Toby, it was a gut-wrenching sight. A woman out having drinks as if nothing had happened, while her boyfriend lay dead. Meanwhile, as investigators started digging deeper into Courtney and Toby's relationships, more and more disturbing details came to light. There were text messages, bruises, even videos documenting Toby's injuries, some of which he tried to hide. The friends who had seen Courtney's dark side began to speak out, sharing stories of her anger, her jealousy, and her outbursts. Over time, a pattern became clear. Courtney was the aggressor, Toby was a victim. Text messages, Toby shared some chilling words with Courtney. He asked her, "Is our love going to kill me?" In retrospect, it was a haunting premonition of what was to come. Toby's friends had seen him bruised, hurt, and afraid. But he never reported Courtney's abuse. He stayed, forgiving her again and again, trapped in a cycle that he couldn't break. The police continued their investigation, and slowly the pieces started falling into place. Between the autopsy report, the friends' testimonies, and the disturbing text messages, detectives finally had enough evidence to arrest Courtney. August 9, 2022, she was taken into custody in Hawaii, where she had checked into a rehab center for mental health reasons. Courtney was charged with second-degree murder and extradited back to Miami to await her trial. But Courtney wasn't the only one facing legal trouble. In the course of their investigation, police discovered that her parents had tried to tamper with evidence. After Toby's death, they took his laptop back to Texas and attempted to hack into his iCloud account, hoping to delete any incriminating messages that could harm Courtney's case. They even exchanged texts with Courtney's lawyer discussing possible password combinations to access Toby's account. Ultimately, charges against her parents were dropped, but the fact that they'd gone so far to protect her only added to the family's sense of desperation. Toby's family, meanwhile, has been left grieving, waiting for justice for their son, and struggling to make sense of a tragedy that could have been avoided. The story of Christian serves as a powerful reminder that social media doesn't always tell the truth. People can post photos, videos, and stories that look perfect, while hiding a reality that's anything but. It also shines a light on an issue that's often overlooked: domestic violence against men. Abuse doesn't discriminate by gender, race, or social status. Men, just like women, can be victims. And they often stay silent out of shame, fear, or the worry that no one will believe them. In the U.S., 1 in 4 men will experience domestic violence at some point in their lives, according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. But statistics don't capture the silent struggle of men who endure abuse in private. Feeling trapped and unable to speak up, Toby's story, as heartbreaking as it is a call for society to take men's experience of abuse seriously. For anyone feeling unsafe or needing help, the National Domestic Violence Hotline is available 24/7 at 1-800-799-7233. So what can we learn from Toby's story? It's a reminder that what we see online doesn't always paint a full picture. We don't realize what goes on behind the carefully filtered photos and curated videos. We may never know the darkness that some people are hiding. Social media may be a highlight reel, but behind every perfect image, there's a reality that can be far messier, far more complicated, and in Toby's case, far more tragic than we'll ever realize. And as we scroll through our feeds, it's worth remembering that no one's life is as perfect as it seems, and that the truth behind the screen might be darker than we could ever imagine. Let me know your thoughts on this case in the comments section below. And of course, give me your thumbs up if you like our videos. Hit that subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, and be able to take this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.